Professor Te Waere Tau joins us from Ōtautahi. There is a hui underway there that's looking at challenges around climate change, increased flooding, infrastructure, affordability, and all of this. It's the Water New Zealand Stormwater Conference, which got underway yesterday and continues today. Dr. Te Waere Tau, Chair of Te Kura Takapini, the Aitahu Freshwater Group, is presenting at the conference, or may have already, and it's great to have him with us. A historian, lives at Tuahiwi, and lectures at the University of Canterbury. Te Maere, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei. Tēnā koe. Good to catch up with you again. I've enjoyed your mahi over the years, Te Maere, and your solid way of observing changes within our Māori world as we grow and move forward. But obviously this is a hottish topic, that of fresh water, and without resolving ownership issues, which is something that's somewhat the elephant in the room, what would you suggest is Ngaitahu's stance on the water infrastructure asset?
Oh, it's simple. The ownership issue's not in the room at all. That's been clarified time and time again, and I think Kaiwhaka Haere cleared that this week. It's not on the table. What is on the table with the water infrastructure is... it's fundamental. You need infrastructure in whatever Māori do if we're going to have an economy. And at the moment, if you go through our marae, and particularly the rural ones, there is no infrastructure. There's no water, there's no sewage. And if there's none of those services, you won't have an economy. And the reason you don't have those economies and services with Māori is because local community and local government don't provide it. And they don't provide it because of the particular politics they have in the area where they strangle any Māori development. And that's the democratic, that's fundamentally behind this, is the democracy issue and our experience of local government, particularly rural local government in the South Island, is it's borderline, well, it's ethically questionable and probably borderline corruption, because there is no democratic interests that protect Māori, and those interests that we have are always under attack, particularly by powerful interest groups within the rural sector. That's why Māori don't live in their villages. They weren't permitted to.
You've interwoven history as well. There's a whole lot of things that were in that Cordial, or thanks. This is a stormwater conference, but obviously the three waters reforms are the big ticket item on the table. It hasn't garnered universal support, as you'd be aware, some taking exception to co-governance arrangements that are being promoted by Ninaya and those who are behind three waters reform. So this is a stormwater conference, one element of it. What would you say of the three waters reform as an overview of what's being sought there?
Well, Māori needs to be participating at a co-governance role and a partnership role, because we need to be having an oversight of where water infrastructure is going and stormwater. So I live on a reserve in Tuahiwi, just a couple of acres paddocks down from me. The Woodend Township stormwater comes right through our village, through our watercress places, white baiting places, past our cemeteries, into the rivers, and it's just unacceptable. And that's just stormwater. What Māori are, and I've yet to find a good economic term for it, but we're externality sinks for the white economy. And by that, and what I mean by externality sinks is we carry the costs for the economy. You know, Lake Ellesmere or Te Waihora, which is the biggest asset that we own in terms of land mass, toxins run into it from the agricultural economy. No one pays for it. So we need to be on board and managing stormwater, three waters, because if you're in a rural sector, you know you don't have sewage and water supplies. It's unacceptable on this age.
I like what I'm hearing from you, Te Maere. I'm guessing that there are some less familiar with Taha Māori concepts or kaitiakitanga principles who would be very surprised at your solid kōrero regarding our rights and interests. What's been the reaction to what some might consider your provocative stance?
Well, it's not provocative. What we clearly need to do is have a clear vision of where Māori want to be and the role of infrastructure in our development. And there is none. There's virtually no infrastructure services to Māori in the rural areas. And even in the urban areas, you know, you've got stormwater and everything running past Fort Arke up at Bastion Point. So the New Zealand economy, the larger Pākehā economy, functions with infrastructure. Māori don't have it for a whole bunch of reasons, and that's why we need to be part and parcel of this, or we simply will be left to play the same game, strangled from development, because you can't have infrastructure. Sorry. You cannot have a Māori economy without infrastructure. The power culture controls the infrastructure.
Well, I'm pleased that you're out batting for us. Should we be lining up post-settlement iwi and those Māori entities with Pūtu? I mean, we're worth plenty of billions in the economy. Should we be involved in developing that infrastructure or being given a right to be involved in that?
Well, I think we already are. In Christchurch, Ngaitau's infrastructure, how many residential areas do we have? 6, 7 that we've developed. And I think what people don't understand, and this is the ratepayer argument, in Christchurch and with most large iwi, we pay in these residential areas for the infrastructure, the civil infrastructure, then we pay development contributions. So we're already there doing it. What happens when you build a residential area is the tribe pays for the civil construction of the services, you know, the three waters virtually. Then it's handed over to the council and ratepayers. Then on top of what we hand over, we give to them development contributions. So it's not as if Ngaitau or iwi are not already contributing to the nation's infrastructure. Now, that's in a positive sense, but in the flip side of that is most of our places, most of Marae, will already receive the externality costs for the local government infrastructure. Like I said, stormwater comes through our Marae. Lake Ellesmere, to Waihora, takes the toxins coming off the different areas surrounding it, the urban areas surrounding it. So we're already contributing. That's why we need to be involved, because we are contributors. The ratepayers simply maintain the structure with the council. They don't pay for it.
Well, I'm pleased to have you in there batting for us as well, Te Maere. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. It's a lot of food for thought for our listeners, but it's certainly comforting to know that someone who believes in our rights to be involved in setting up and utilising infrastructure is making our case to the conference that you're at. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Kia ora tau.
Tēnā koe. Te Maere Tau joining us on our kōrero today. Obviously a historian, and he knows what he's talking about today. He is on day two of the New Zealand Stormwater Conference, which is being held in Ōtautahi.